Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory communication number 12. Yeti materialization. What some have called the Yeti or snowman is a phenomenon of materialization that results from the temporary penetration of certain forms of intelligent life, which exist and evolve on invisible planes of our planet, and which have the power to penetrate, from time to time, in human space-time. These forms of intelligences are not subject to the laws of biological evolution, but represent forms of life subject to the laws of etheric evolution that underlie material space and allow these forms of life to evolve in worlds that are unknown to man and create in man. During phenomenalization, a general terrible fear . The Yeti or snowman belongs to a layer of retarded evolution, and this layer of evolution, this form of life, no longer has the power to remain permanently on the material level, because the spiritual links between matter and consciousness have already been broken for a very long time, when man was given the privilege of evolving alone, on the material level, and without interference from intelligences that belong to half-animal, half-human worlds. One of the most remarkable things about our globe is that it has, here and there, on its surface, what we could call energy corridors, which somehow link matter with non-material worlds in which evolve more or less evolved life forms, and which can penetrate matter by using these energy corridors. Modern science has not yet understood or studied these energy corridors, and that is why many phenomenalizations from all over the Earth remain unexplained and unexplainable. When a life in evolution on a vibratory plane, outside matter, passes or happens to pass through these energy corridors, it is possible for it to penetrate human space-time. That is, to materialize for a certain amount of time, before returning to that corridor and disappear. That is why it has always been impossible for man to conquer these forms of life, because man cannot penetrate or block this corridor. These types of lives have nothing to do with the evolution of man. But one day man will have to understand the laws of their evolution, because he will have the responsibility, the power, if you will, to control any entry of any form of life on his globe. As long as man remains ignorant of the laws of parallel worlds, or invisible worlds, corridors of energies, he tends to create superstitions, even if he is modern, about the interaction between these worlds and his own. And these superstitions delay the evolution of his intelligence and compounds negatively the state of his imagination, which is already very deficient. the Yeti, the Man of Shasta, and all these forms of materialization represent for modern man a test of intelligence equal and comparable to all the exploits of philosophical science. The order of things is not established by man and cannot suffer the categorization that the materialist spirit would like to impose on it. Modern man will one day have to recognize the interdependence, interconnection, connection that exists between the material world and the invisible or parallel worlds. The very foundation of his scientific philosophy will be altered by the understanding of the profound mechanisms that operate behind the veils of matter and generating in construction matter that are often too lively for a Cartesian, materialistic, and unfamiliar to the unknown spirit. In the future of human evolution, materialization will become a common phenomenon, because the powers of man will generate, on the material plane, forces powerful enough to move towards matter non-material but real forms that evolve in worlds, either higher or lower vibratory than our material world. We categorically refuse to accept the impossible, because we have determined, based on our scientific trends, what we believe should be possible or impossible. This grotesque error of modern science increasingly accentuates the enormous differences between the reality that we advocate and the infinite and overwhelming reality of the worlds that evolve behind the material. Our conception of material reality has sufficiently constrained our minds to nail us to the ground of the solid, and prevent us from penetrating, through the spirit, in extraordinary worlds that have shaped material reality of all times and of all places. Whether it is the Yeti, the Man of Shasta or other materializations, one day man will have to recognize them. But they will be powerless, by their science, to harm their natural evolution, because these animal and grotesque intelligences are not subject to the laws of matter. One of the most hidden laws from man represents the perfect coordination that exists between one plane and another. When one plane, for one reason of disturbance, interpenetrates another and manifests itself in the latter, the ceiling of the worlds is diminished. And suddenly, the lower world is shaking in the face of a reality it does not understand. A large number of materializations evolve under the control of forces or intelligences harmful to human evolution. These intelligences do not belong to the planet Earth, neither to their karma nor to their origin. And yet, they act on the material level. And in some cases, in a particular region of the globe, an effect can be powerful enough to make it a legend over the ages. These unevolved forms exploit the psychological weakness of man and maintain fear in man, hence their harmful influence on the planet. Man is clearly at a disadvantage before these intelligences or forms, because he does not know the laws of the invisible and does not possess an inner force powerful enough to counter the energy of these forms, these intelligences. Man is then in an inferior situation, where he must undergo the shock of a singular and extraplanetary life form. The phenomenon of materialization of strange forms of life to human experience has always been, from immemorial time, a means, a tool, used by some extraterrestrial intelligences to ensure a sufficiently large freedom of action during the period when they must exercise, on the material level, certain investigations. Often, before their materialization on the material plane, they will project these forms of life, so that their presence eliminates from their environment the men or the human presences that could detect their presence on the material plane. When these forms of life appear and encounter a man or men, it is obvious that the latter will give free rein to the investigative or research activities of extraterrestrial beings, who want to know a little more about the nature of life or matter on our planet. But if men knew the laws of these materializations and found themselves face to face with an expression of these life forms, they would quickly realize that these life forms have no power over him, if he has complete control over the inner forces that inhabit him. But man is not so constituted, at least not yet. However, with the generations to come, men will be able to take control of their situation when they are confronted by forces coming from parallel universes and seeking to create material fear, fright. That is why it is important today to begin to understand certain things, so that the future is not a nightmare, but rather a field of new experiences for the man of the earth. What is unfortunate about our 20th century science is that the scientific mind has become so specialized and so closed in on itself, that only some individuals working in different disciplines have the courage and sufficiency of spirit to see in the legend and experience of some peoples a hidden, buried core of truth, under a thick cover of superstitions fixed by fear and dread. The difference between reality and what we believe about reality is so vast that even scientists, with the best will in the world, often cannot overcome the formidable obstacle of rationalism. But nevertheless, man must be warned that the coming times will finally demonstrate that the invisible worlds and the material world are intertwined, and that the closer that times get, the more this interpenetration grows. such that at some point in human history, these phenomena that are inexplicable and unverifiable today will necessarily become events experienced and recorded, either by the press or by electronic communication systems. Modern science will no longer be able to put aside certain observations without seeking to pursue its studies further. No matter how intelligent modern man may be, there are limits to his mind. And when he has reached these limits, he has no choice but to go even further. It is at this point that he discovers the vast reality that underlies his material experience. In 25 years' time, man will report from all over the world unexplainable phenomena that only a very few can easily understand. And these phenomena will be among the great signs that must appear before the end and beginning of the new cycle, as long as we reduce our vision of things to the conditions of our small daily existence. It is obvious that these things do not have much importance. But as soon as we extend our vision, it becomes more and more apparent that we are extremely ignorant of reality, and that when this reality faces us, we are absolutely unable to live it fully equipped with all our faculties. That is why we seek protection through all kinds of forms, and it is precisely these forms which are supposed to protect us, that prevent us from knowing the unknown. It is no longer blind protection, psychological or spiritual, that we need, but rather the intelligence, strength and will to dominate our emotions and natural instincts, which prevent us from facing forces that come from parallel worlds and that we have in ourselves the power to resist if they are not in harmony with us. Psychological and spiritual protection can be useful when we do not face the occult categories of these forces. But when we face them, what we need is the energy and strength within ourselves that comes from the highest levels of our universal consciousness. Because at that moment, during these experiences, the conflict is between us and these forces. And only the informed, conscious, powerful man in himself, because he draws his strength from himself, can thwart the influence of those intelligences or forms, which actually have no power over man if he is totally centered. Whether we are talking about any of the evolving life forms that can materialize in our experience, and assert lower aspects of life and intelligence on our plane, we must safely oppose these life forms with our own inner power based on a full awareness and unshared knowledge of the laws that govern the evolution of certain life forms from invisible planes in matter. Before man can know the details of the mysteries that shade our material existence, he must know the psychological foundations of any participation he may have with phenomena that are not of our world, and of which he is totally incapable, either to control or to understand at the present time of his evolution and his experience. A profound psychology of the being, a perfect way of seeing things in relation to the supramental in him, can give man total control in situations which, in the years to come, will prove difficult for most men. The most onerous aspect of any form of instruction from a supramental plane in the context of a civilization that must be brought to a higher level of evolution always resides in a curious faith mixed with disbelief. Man by his nature is never ready to accept what is presented to him, that which does not correspond to his immediate reality. This is the error and has been the error of all civilizations that have found, at the end of their cycle, a more or less dramatic end, whose stake was always in the hands of invisible forces. Obviously, we cannot force men to hear or want to listen to words that, for them, are only fragments of imagination. But we still have a duty to inform those for whom this information can serve as a basis for an understanding of the events that, in the years to come before the end of the cycle, will know how to question both the future of man and the status quo of his thinking. If it is said today, in all corners of the world, that the new cycle will belong to magic as the old one belonged to materialist science, there is certainly something in all these statements that unanimously tend towards an explanation. And this explanation is directly linked to the encounter between the invisible and the material. Whether this encounter is good or bad, only man, the individual, can recognize the path he must follow in order to conquer or be conquered. Whether men agree or disagree on the instruction, this is no longer the point. But let men know that instruction was given to them. That is the point. We use here the phenomenon of snowman or other known phenomena on the surface of the earth as an example to explain, as simply as possible, the withdrawals that rationalist intelligence must make in the face of the increasingly urgent rise of facts and events that for the latter remain unexplainable or simply a matter of fiction and the sick imagination. But whatever the situation, man, the individual, will always be the one who will have to carry on his shoulders the weight of his experience. And it is to these individuals that we address ourselves, in order to make them recognize the increasingly veiled aspects of the impossible, so that one day they may realize that the impossible is possible and that the impossible has always and always determined the direction of evolution at all levels of creation. If the knowledge of man, especially esoteric or hermetic knowledge, must be analyzed, demystified, so that he can finally touch with his finger the reality of this knowledge, it is obvious that man has much to do, that he has much to transform in his spirit and in his heart, and that it is not according to his will or to his personal desire or imagination that this work can be done. We never want to admit the impossible, because for us the impossible does not exist. This is why the word impossible has become for man an envelope within which he hides his fears and apprehensions. And yet, how much we like to read books, or hear some people who have lived side by side with the impossible, and who have managed, through their experience, to shed some light on the condition of man and the profound nature of life. But when these things affect us closely, we have an almost natural reluctance to absorb these things, because the impossible is always closer to others than to ourselves. At the end of the cycle, man will discover that the impossible is very close to the earth and that all nations will be affected by it. The explanation of the Yeti is only a simplistic, graphic way of explaining larger dimensions, of bringing the mind to slowly undergo a change in its resistance to ideas that we will one day have to understand perfectly, as we now know or perfectly understand the laws of mechanics. But just as the laws of mechanics are subject to the laws of matter, the laws of life are subject to the laws of the spirit. And the new man will have to know both, if he wants to find in his world a perfect balance between spirit and matter. The explanation of the phenomenon of materialization is not necessarily necessary for you today to understand your life. But today it can help to increase the power of conception of your life, and to the actualization in you of certain forces, certain energies, which can make you understand a little the reality of what we are saying. Doubt today can easily keep us safe from certain ideas too far away to serve the intelligence of our spirit. But one day, this doubt may easily be the cause of our failure in the face of an incomprehensible and incomprehensible experience. Parapsychology today is trying with all its might to explain what was once unexplainable or unsuspected. Tomorrow, parapsychology will be at the forefront of all sciences dealing with certain phenomena that do not participate in the mechanical law of matter. It is the parapsychologists who will open the doors of the unknown. but the masses, they, the peoples, the nations, will have to be well prepared for the multiple experiences that will shake the foundations of contemporary thought, of philosophy, of science and of religion. People and nations must be informed by the means we have today. Means that are sufficiently rapid, immobile, allowing the dissemination of information that can shed some light in remote areas, where very often the elite, intellectuals, scientists, and parapsychologists have little access. Knowledge does not only belong to scientists, it also belongs to those who depend on science, but who often must wait years and even generations before the benefits of science come to them. Whether we are talking about Yeti, Men in Black or any other form of materialization from our globe, or created from scratch by intelligences from outer space who keep and preserve their anonymity in the ether of our planet, we must understand that life has not been created and conceived by man, but that it was already before man, and that man's duty is to know all its aspects and depths, if he wants, one day, to have access to the mystery of his infinity, to finally be able to free himself from the heaviness of his ignorance. The purpose of this recording is not yet so much to lift the veil on these things as to create a greater elasticity in the spirit, so that the lifting of the veil is easier to absorb, and to integrate into a social mind that has been strongly fossilized by the lack of experience and contact with a vision of things that were not in the domain of rationalism and Cartesianism. Tomorrow, positive or negative materialization will be an everyday phenomenon. Today, it arouses curiosity or total disbelief. Human intelligence must be supported by the supramental, if it is ever to tame its fears and go beyond the limits of what it considers possible and reasonable. Go back 100 years. And look 100 years ahead, and you will understand a little bit what I mean.